Death Panels for Banks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The CEO of J.P. Morgan testified before the Senate yesterday. You all watched Jamie Dimon's testimony yesterday, right? Of course you did. But you might have missed this nugget, which came in the second hour.
We have to get rid of anything that looks like too big to fail.
No bank should be too big to fail, he said. And to that end, he's given federal regulators instructions on how to dismantle his own bank if it fails.
We've actually filed recently an analysis and report how they would go about dismantling a J.P. Morgan that didn't cost the taxpayer.
He calls it a living will, like telling your family, if I'm 90 years old and I have another heart attack, don't resuscitate. But suppose a bank failed without a living will.
And I personally call bankruptcy for big, dumb banks. I think when you have bankruptcy, I'd have clawbacks, I'd fire the management, I'd fire the board, I'd wipe out the equity.
A death panel for banks. Although, he wouldn't just kill them.
I think the bank should be dismantled after that, and the name should be buried in disgrace. So there's a little Old Testament justice here.
He would bury the very memory. And one senator just wanted to clarify.
If J.P. Morgan became a big, dumb bank and in serious financial difficulty, is your sense that it would be concluded with J.P. Morgan's demise and no cost to the taxpayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the objective, yeah.
I personally found that very refreshing. And I plan to save that soundbite in a very safe place. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.